Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. Get at us a couple of different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. The real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, Mike Wilson, are you into horse racing? And did you check out on Saturday the Kentucky Derby where Medina Spirit wins the 147th Kentucky Derby? And Bob Baffert is now the man as far as it goes with horses. So did you check it out, my friend? Yes or no?
I checked out all the big hats, but that was about it. I'm not a big horse racing guy, but look, I wake up early on Sunday today to watch F1 racing from Portugal. So that's kind of my thing today.
Well, hey, there's something about speed going on with both of these things, right? And one of them is done by an engine. The other is done by a four-legged athlete, man. So anyways, a lot going on. Obviously, the draft happened as well. We'll break that down. NBA basketball, NHL hockey, Major League Baseball. It's getting really cruisy, Mike Wilson, because the Brew Crew are doing some serious work. We got to take a break. We'll come back and we'll rap about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. It's been proven in one study after another that multitasking makes you about 3,000 times less productive. So don't let yourself or your employees fall into it. Don't think you can absorb information from a podcast while also going through your email or deal with your Twitter notifications while you're on a conference call with your suppliers. By doing one thing at a time, you'll find that you actually get more done in a day and that you'll make fewer mistakes that you have to go back and deal with later. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to
work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Superstart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstart battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Our professional parts people can help you find just what you need. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Everybody, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. We are always live for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. On Sunday mornings, we come back in the wee hours of the evening, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Pigskin Opinion, for me, it's Dorf on Sports. And then check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Instagram, The Real Dorf on Sports. And Mike, if I'm not mistaken, we are going to jump out to our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, here in a moment, and we're going to talk some NHL hockey. We're going to talk some Major League Baseball, and you know, real quickly, it's amazing how week can change things, Mike. Right? You know, last week it was getting all kinds of cruisy, and I'm talking about the Brewers being in first place, and the Cubs are in the cellar, and this and that and the other, and bam, just like that. St. Louis Cardinals in first place, and the Brewers haven't won a game in like a week until the other day. So, man, oh, man, it's hard to be on top of the world, brother.
It is tough to stay on top, that's for sure. But, you know, it's nice to see that my Cubs are not looking up at everybody else in that division. But when you talk about that division and just who traditionally is the team that you always got to look out for, it's the St. Louis Cardinals. It always is, always has been. That's just a first-class organization, how they run stuff. So it is no surprise that, you know, look, they're 8-2 in their last 10, and they're in first place with a 20-14 record.
Boston Red Sox continue to just put in work. They were the first team, if I'm not mistaken, to get to 20 wins. You know, they've just been extremely impressive to start out the season. Oakland playing pretty well once again. Seattle Mariners, I think maybe that's a little bit of a surprise, the way that they're going about their business. The Dodgers, man, I don't know what else to say, but either they've got a serious World Series hangover or there's some serious problems in Dodgerland. And let's jump out to the phones and hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. I don't know if you caught any of the conversation that we've been having so far, but, you know, like I said, it's interesting. You know, a week goes by, and that's why I had to brag to you guys, and I had to boast a little bit, and I had to puff my chest out because – when it was getting cruisy a week ago, you know, a lot can happen and a lot can change in the NL Central. And this week now the Cardinals are the front runner and the Brewers are looking up at them and the Cubs are looking up at them and the Cincinnati Reds, who were lighting up the scoreboard, all of a sudden they're minus run differential. And we know about Pittsburgh, and I don't think many people are worried about them, but the West, you know, the San Francisco Giants still on top, the Padres and Dodgers looking up at them. I mentioned the Red Sox getting to the 20 victories before anybody else in the league, and they continue to play pretty well. And Toronto seems like they're finding their mojo a little bit, but man, oh man, it's a week, but a lot can change, huh?
Oh, can it ever? You know, we've seen a couple of divisions go top to bottom and bottom to top in the last week. First of all, the National League East, you know, Washington has been at the bottom most of the year. One day this week they were at the top, and now on Sunday morning they're back at the bottom. We've seen the Philadelphia Phillies go basically top to bottom in that division, and the National League Central, as you've touched on, is getting like the National League Central of maybe the last 10 years, where depending on what day of the week you look at the standings, your team could be in first place or your team could be in last place. You know, we talked a week ago, to your point, the Brewers were cruising and looking awfully good, but all of a sudden they've not had a very good week. You know, they're now two games behind the Cardinals. They've got a -7 run differential. They're 4-6 in their last 10, and the Cardinals have made hay and won 8 of their last 10, and all of a sudden, the Cardinals are in first place in that division. To your point, Cincinnati, who came out of the gate scoring, you know, 7 or 8 runs every night, so it seemed, all of a sudden they're in a minus position. So, boy, what a strange baseball season we're seeing.
John, good morning. This is Mike. Hope all is well up there in the Great White North. But my question is simply this. You know, the NL East, I mean, there were so many teams that people thought that were going to battle for a lot of positions and make runs. What's gone wrong in that division?
Well, first of all, good morning, Mike. Doing very well, thanks, and hope you are too. You know, you're right. You know, as we said, this National League East is kind of like the National League Central has been for the last number of years. Tuesday morning, your team is in first place. Wednesday morning, it could be fourth. Friday morning, it could be last. At the start of the season, when you looked at these teams, you kind of, as a guy with no skin in the game in the National League East, I sort of looked at these teams and thought, this is a pretty even division. We've got 5 pretty good teams there. We've got the Mets that have gone out and spent some money, picked up Lindor, and we touched on that last week. The Phillies have countered with signing a couple of their own free agents. The Braves are always strong. The Miami Marlins had a really good season in 2020. And the Washington Nationals are only a couple of years away from winning the World Series. Lots of good young players, good strong starting rotation, or so it seemed. So it looked as though that would be a very competitive division, and it has been competitive. It's just been competitive for the wrong reasons. You know, we're looking at the best record in the division is 2 games over .500, and, you know, a week into May, that's extremely unusual. So I think what's probably gone wrong here is that every team has improved, and every team has improved to pretty much the same level. And we have either parity or mediocrity, whichever word you want to use to describe 500 baseball.
Yeah, you took the words literally right out of my mouth. That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball at the moment with us, and we're just going around it. I don't know exactly what's going wrong with a lot of teams. You know, I'm watching the Brewers play. And, you know, there's times when they're really sloppy and they can't get any hits. I watched the Diamondbacks play, John, and you know what? They're a breath of fresh air, to be honest with you. Torrey Lovello, this guy just gets his 300th win as a manager, and he does more with less than anybody I've ever seen in the business, probably. And, you know, he and Craig Counsell are similar, but I think the difference is that he goes by a combination. I'm talking about Torrey, the combination of feel and the analytics, whereas I feel like Craig Counsell just lets the analytics take over. But I've just been really impressed with Torrey Lovello. And as I watch him more and more, being a guy that lives out here in the Valley of the Sun, so obviously I take in the local sports. And I don't know, man. I'm extremely impressed. Again, they're not lighting up the division by any means, but you know what? They're competitive. And I have a feeling that a lot of that has to do with the fact that Torrey Lovello knows what pieces to push and knows what pieces of the puzzle to put in place, because he doesn't have the most talent out there, John.
No, that's an understatement. And, you know, I think this speaks to Lovello paying his dues as a minor league manager and a major league coach before he got his opportunity in Arizona. Here's a guy that worked in the minor leagues for a number of years, ran minor league teams as a manager, was in the major leagues with Toronto as a coach before going to the Boston Red Sox as a bench coach, was manager of the Toronto AAA franchise in Buffalo for one, perhaps 2 years, finally got his chance to manage in the major leagues with the Diamondbacks, a well-deserved chance, and he's certainly taken advantage of that, and he's proven that maybe somebody made a mistake on him, passing on him two or three times before the Diamondbacks hired him. Like you, I've been very impressed with what he's got out of that team. No disrespect to the talents of the players. I mean, to make the major leagues, you got to be a very special player. But when you look at their talent compared to the other teams in the league, especially in that Western Division where the Dodgers and the Padres have spent tons and tons of money, you got to take your hat off to Lovello and say, this guy's done a pretty good job with not an awful lot of talent.
Hey, I know we're taking a break, and I just want you to think about this during the break. Albert Pujols and the significance of him being reassigned for assignment. Guy's been around the major leagues for 20-plus years and obviously did the bulk of his work in St. Louis, and there's been a steady decline there with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. But just kind of want to put his career in perspective. So think about that during the break, fellas. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We're hanging out with the professor of sports, John Poulter. Keep it close, everybody. We'll all be right back.
Peralta drives one to left field. Meadows back it up. It's off the glove and over the fence. That's a home run for David Peralta. And it's 2-0 D-backs. Meadows had it in the glove and lost it. Gone for a home run.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
The 1-1 pitch. Fastball pulled and passed. Alvarez and toward the corner. Trevor coming to score. Upton on his way to third. He's being waved around. 2 RBI double for Albert Pujols. Now 1 hit shy of 3,000.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another, and we are hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. And I did mention to you guys, obviously, before we took the pause for the cause, Albert Pujols has been designated for assignment by the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, and usually that means you're pretty much done. You got a few days, a week, 7 days, something like that, to figure out what you're going to do with this guy. You can trade him, this, that, or the other. And you know, you look at the career overall, John, and quite frankly, both John and Mike, you look at the career overall, and quite frankly, the numbers are emphatically better in St. Louis than they have been with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. They've been a steady decline there. I believe he won 3 MVP in St. Louis. The guy was top of the charts and hitting and this and that and the other, and then it's just been a steady decline there in Los Angeles. So I guess in a weird way, I'm kind of wondering why this took as long as it did. Is it because people respect this guy so much? But I don't want to take anything away because the career itself is unbelievable. Rookie of the year way back in the day. The guy's a great baseball player, a surefire Hall of Famer. So, John, put this 21-year career in perspective for us.
Well, you raised some extremely good points, Andy. 21 years in the major leagues, pretty much evenly split between St. Louis and the Angels, 11 years in St. Louis, 10 in Los Angeles. But to your point, about two-thirds of his production came in his St. Louis years. So as you pointed out, pretty much a steady decline over the last number of years. Some key numbers that I sort of look at, Pujols was a slugger, and he was a feared slugger for a long, long time. And, you look at things like RBIs, obviously. You look at things like home runs. You look at intentional walks. And, you look at the number of intentional walks, and over the last number of years, that has just slowly gone down and gone down in, I guess I shouldn't say slowly, because it's gone down relatively quickly. I mean, there was a time when this guy was being intentionally walked a ton because they were just absolutely afraid of what he would do with a baseball bat in his hands. Not so much lately. And, I look at a guy that, for the most part, longevity, class, 12,486 plate appearances in 2,886 games.
you do some quick math on that, and over 162-game average, that's 701 plate appearances. You get a guy that goes to the plate 700 times a year, you got a guy that's pretty much stayed healthy and pretty much played well enough to be in the lineup every night. Fifth, I believe, all time in home runs. You know, he's up there with some pretty good names. In some respects, I wish he had gone a little bit earlier, because I think this is an awful way to see a superstar and a first ballot Hall of Famer leave the game. But to your point, I think this has probably been coming for a while, and I think the Angels were hanging on out of respect for him as an individual, hoping that he might turn it around, but clearly that's not going to happen. So I would say that when the DFA assignment is over, which I believe is 10 days, my guess is he'll probably end up being released and become a free agent, and it will be interesting to see if there's a place for him anywhere else.
Hey, real quickly, Mike, before you jump in, you know, I think that part of the reason is Ohtani, you know, the way he's been able to be a DH, and then they also have a first baseman. I think that made things a little bit easier for them to do at this point in time. But quite frankly, I do think it was long overdue. Go ahead, Mike. Sorry, man.
No, it probably was long overdue for Pujols. But, John, my question with Pujols would be, are there going to be any teams that are going to be interested in him, maybe as a designated hitter for the team, or what do you think, and where could that be?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head, Mike, when you say as a designated hitter. I think his days as a regular first baseman are probably history. He's clearly not happy being a pinch hitter. I think that was part of the discussion he and the Angels had, that they saw him playing whatever role they saw him playing as being coming off the bench. He clearly doesn't want to do that, so then that limits you to the American League. The Angels are in the American League, so that leaves you with 14 teams. You take a quick look down the 14 teams and you say, well, who needs a designated hitter, and you know who's in a winning situation, because you almost have to be that combination. He's not going to go to a team that doesn't have a chance to win, and it has to be a team that needs a DH. The first one that comes to mind is the Chicago White Sox, because Tony La Russa's there. And La Russa and Pujols had a great number of years together in St. Louis, but I just don't see the White Sox as a fit. They've got a lot of young, good players, a lot of young, good hitters. I don't see Oakland as being much of a possibility, although that's maybe another team that might take a chance on him. Whether he'd want to go to Oakland or not, I don't know. But quite frankly, you take a look at the rest of the teams in the American League, and I just don't see a fit. And, you know, because he can't play the field anymore or isn't seen as a fielder anymore, I don't see the National League making any bites whatsoever. So, frankly, I think his choices are rather limited, and I think that's a little bit sad when you look at the career this man's had.
Again, that is the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports, talking a little Major League Baseball, and obviously we've hit on a few different things. I know we asked you a little bit about the NL East, but quite frankly, John, what's gone wrong?
Well, if you're talking about the NL East, I think we're back to this issue of, is it parity or is it mediocrity? I just think we have five teams that are pretty equal.
And do you think anybody winds up being, you know, 25 games over 500, or is it going to be nip and tuck all year?
It would never surprise me if somebody won that division winning 86 or 87 games. Just the way it looks right now, I can see somebody going 86 and 76 and winning that division. And again, I don't know whether you want to call it parity or mediocrity, but it's one of the two. It's 500 baseball plus or minus a couple of games.
All right. So with that being said, you know, we normally have three, four, maybe five teams that are breaking the 100 mark barrier for win total. I got news for you. I'm really not thinking that we're going to see a lot of 100 win ball clubs this year, John.
Well, I don't think you're far off, Andy. If you look at the standings as of Sunday morning and take the percentages that the teams are playing as of Sunday morning, the only team that is on pace to win 100 games is the Boston Red Sox, and you project their record out at their current pace of 6-1-8, and that is 100 wins and 62 losses. couple up in the 90s. I think the White Sox are at 94, Cleveland are at 91. I don't think there's too many more. Or I guess St. Louis is probably on a pace to win 94 or 95. The Giants are on a pace to win 98. I think it's very unrealistic to think that the Giants are going to keep playing at the pace that they're playing at and win 98 games. So, you know, and quite frankly, I don't think Boston can continue at the pace that they're playing at. So, you know, I think we're looking at, you know, 90 to 95 wins being a pretty good season this year. And, you know, again, is that parity or is it mediocrity? Maybe it's a little bit of both.
When do we start wondering what the heck's going wrong in New York? And then, obviously, you know, I mentioned it earlier about the Dodgers, maybe a little bit of a hangover, but at a certain point, you got to wonder whether it's a hangover or if there's some real problems for both these clubs.
I think it's a little bit of both. Maybe not so much a hangover with the Yankees because they didn't win anything last year. But
right.
The Dodgers are puzzling. You know, 70. You know, they're on a pace to win 72 games. They've got to win 72 of their next 128 games to make 90 wins, which is postseason territory. It's not impossible, but it's a pretty good pace when you're in a division with the Giants and San Diego both playing good baseball.
Hey, John, hang tight through the break. We got to talk a little pucks on the other side, some hockey. So,
alrighty.
Keep it close, everybody. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. Just too much knowledge and too much information to get out there right now. So going to have to put in some extra time for us here on the program. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, don't worry. There's a bright side. The experts at BrightsideTaxRelief.com will protect you from having your wages garnished, money deducted from your bank account, and your home or business seized. BrightsideTaxRelief.com will fight the IRS and negotiate to reduce or eliminate the amount you owe. Visit BrightsideTaxRelief.com or call 800-730-4313. That's 800-730-4313. The consultation is free. Go to BrightsideTaxRelief.com now.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
So, how can I promote my new curbside pickup service?
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need custom floor decals that'll get noticed, not just walked on.
Also possible, Staples Connect can help your business grow with custom printed sales and marketing materials. And now get 15% off signs, posters, and decals when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 529. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Atkinson. Shot.
Sends right to Panarin. Scores! Power play goal! Panarin's second of the night. It's 3-1 Blue Jacket. Tyler playing across and Ben trying to catch up. Riddick comes out. Turned it over. It's loose in front. Sagan turns, fires, and he missed it. Now back to him. He'll settle it down. He scores! Tyler Sagan, overtime winner. The Stars beat the Flames.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. And obviously, you hear the highlights of hockey. That means we've got our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who does come to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. And John, Mike, we kind of know the picture as far as who the players are in the postseason for NHL hockey, but still a little bit of positioning to be jockeyed for at this point in time. So certain things could change, but I do know one thing that's not going to change, John, and that is the fact that the Arizona Coyotes are on the outside looking in. And you know what? It was tough. It was fun. And they were up and down a lot throughout the season, but the Blues are the guys who eventually get that fourth spot in the West, and the Arizona Coyotes on the outside looking in once again.
Yeah, it's been pretty much the same story with the Coyotes as it has been for the last number of years, hasn't it? Bad start really did them in once again. I don't know how they can figure this out. This is almost like the starting pitcher that seems to have a bad first inning every time he goes out. Then all of a sudden he gets stronger as the game goes on. Coyotes got to take a look and see what it is that's causing this issue of these slow starts. And, you know, this year it was really important because it was a condensed schedule and all games were divisional games. So, you know, you get out of the gate quickly and you have a chance to really do well. And, you know, Toronto is probably the opposite example of that. Toronto got out of the gate very, very quickly in this condensed season and didn't play all that well, all that badly from then on, but all of a sudden find themselves now having clinched first place in their division. So I think the bad start hurt the Coyotes once again, and if this sounds like a broken record, it is, because I think we've said this for the last 4 or 5 years.
You know, John, you know, you mentioned your hometown Toronto Maple Leafs, and they got their first division title since, I don't know, what, 2000, 2001, something like that.
Besides
the quick start, what else contributed to your hometown team doing what they did?
Well, that's an interesting question, and I'm not really sure that there's an answer to that, Mike. You know, they have been a very streaky team all season, and I think we talked about this a couple of weeks ago when we talked about potential playoff teams. And the Maple Leafs have gone through five or six peaks and valleys this season. You know, they've won 8 of 9, and then they've lost 5 of 7. They've lost they've won 7 of 8, then they've lost 4 of 5. I'm just hoping that when the playoffs start, they're in one of those win 8 out of 9 or win 6 out of 7 spells and not one of those lose 4 out of 5s, because a good season could go down the toilet very, very quickly if they get into that. They've fought through a lot of injuries. I think the fact that they've played Canadian teams has helped them. They have avoided the Pittsburghs, the Philadelphias, the Washingtons, the Vegas, the Colorados, you know, some of those really good, powerful U.S. teams. Not to say that the Canadian teams are patsies, but I think they've done better against the Winnipegs, the Montreals, the Ottawas, and the Vancouvers. And they played well against Vancouver and Calgary this year. So, you know, that's pretty much the Canadian division in a summary. I think they've just taken advantage of the way the schedule maker drew the schedule up. And, hey, more power to them. Everybody has to play the same number of games. All the Canadian teams play each other the same number of times. The Leafs have just taken advantage of it. And one statistic that popped up this week that really surprised me, and this week we're talking about a team now that is 104, 105 years into its history. And Sheldon Keefe, who is the current head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and if you take every coach in his first 100 games as coach of the Maple Leafs, Keefe has the best winning percentage of any of them, and that's over 104 or 105 years. So that tells you how good of a season the Leafs have had.
talking NHL hockey with our professor of sports, John Poulter, who does come to us all the way from Toronto, Canada, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, which is live each and every Sunday, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. We do come back late night starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know, John, you made me look at the standings as you were saying that about, obviously, all the division matchups that teams had this year, and it got me thinking about a couple of different things. First and foremost, where the best hockey is being played, and I guess you could make a couple of arguments. It could be said the Central, maybe they've got the best with the Hurricanes, the Panthers, the Lightning, because the top three is pretty solid there. In the East, it's not quite as good, but still pretty darn tough at the top, and maybe you make an argument that the four overall that made it are a little bit stronger than the four overall that made it from the Central. The North, where we're talking about the Canadian teams, there's a, kind of a weird drop-off there. So I wonder how tough of a division that is based on looking at some of the other numbers from above. And then the West, I guess you could make the argument that maybe that's the best hockey being played with the Vegas Knights, who have the most points of anybody, and then Colorado and Minnesota close behind them. But again, St. Louis, quite a drop off from them. So I guess my question is a couple of things here. Where do you think the best hockey is being played? And then based on the way that they did things, who has an advantage because of who has, in your opinion, what division would get you most prepared for playoff hockey, I guess, is the question.
Well, to answer the last question first, I would say that probably the Central Division, which is the Florida, Tampa Bay, Carolina Division, because that has been tight all season. The top three teams are still within five points of each other. You know, talking about the Canadian division, I think that the play has probably been a little bit below the caliber of the other three divisions in that Canadian division. And I put that down to the fact that the rest of the divisions were all set up geographically to avoid travel because of the COVID situation. The Canadian division was set up to avoid travel to the United States because of the Canadian division, because of the border control issues. But when you look at the geographic setup of the Canadian division, you've got Vancouver and Ottawa, Vancouver and Montreal, you've got a bunch of teams in the West, you've got three teams in the East. That's a lot of travel. So it's not traveling to a lot of cities, but it is a lot of travel. And I think that that's a heck of a lot more travel than the teams are, for instance, the Islanders, the Rangers, Philadelphia, and New Jersey. I mean, you know, that's almost like a little house league when you look at it geographically. In the Canadian division, we don't have that. So I think that perhaps speaks to the lack of play quality in the Canadian division versus the other three. If you work on the basis that teams go into the playoffs with momentum and the teams that are playing games that matter right to the end are the teams that have the advantage, then you got to look at the divisions that are tight at the top, and that's the West with Vegas and Colorado. You've got to look at the Central with Carolina, Florida, and Tampa battling there. It all depends on what your theory is as to who is the strongest going into the playoffs. I like to think a healthy team that's on a roll has the best chance in the playoffs, and whether we're going to see that this year or not is another story, because some teams finish their schedule as early as Monday or Tuesday of this week, and others, because they've had games rescheduled, are another 7 or 8 days away. So some teams are going to be rusty by the time they get into the playoffs, and we all have that discussion about whether you're better to be rested or rusty, and we could talk about that for 100 years and probably still not resolve it.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure what's the best-case scenario. It kind of depends on Mama Mo, if you ask me, momentum.
Exactly.
And who's riding it when they come in and who's not riding it. Looks right now like the Panthers are definitely on a hot streak where they've won five straight games. Pittsburgh coming in good fashion as well. They've won three straight. The Maple Leafs, as you talked about, up and down streaky, but won a couple straight. I think we're in for a pretty damn good tournament, John, to be honest with you. And I don't know if they get it done this year or not, but you know who I'm pulling for, and that's
the Vegas Knights.
Yeah, the Golden Knights of Vegas. Obviously, I've been on that wagon since the beginning of time. So, in your humble opinion, you're the expert. You tell us, before we get this thing started, obviously, what happens? Who's going to wind up in the Stanley Cup Finals?
Well, it's an awfully good question because the playoffs this year are going to be a little bit different. Not different in structure because the first couple of rounds are within your own division. There's nothing new there. But what is new this year is the fact that the divisions have changed, and as we have mentioned a number of times, you only play teams in your own division. So there's going to be a lot of familiarity when you start facing off in a best-of-seven series with a team that you've probably played 12, 13, 14 times already this season. So I think that's going to come into it. If you want to look at current streaks, I don't think the Florida Panthers can win the Stanley Cup, but they're certainly one of the hottest teams in the league right now. Vegas has had some great streaks all year. I mean, they're in there as much as any other team is. I still think Colorado can give Vegas an awfully good run, and Colorado has played one less game and can still realistically win that division with the right combination of their wins and Vegas's losses. I still look at some of the other teams, I think, as being quality teams. I still think Pittsburgh is a quality team. Washington, it depends on how they behave. I mean, they had a terrible situation this week where they just looked absolutely foolish. But on ice, they've got some great talent. Boston and the Islanders, good teams. I think that the Canadian teams, I think they're going to have a tough time, quite frankly. I'd love to see the Maple Leafs win it. I'd like to see Edmonton win it. But I just think that those teams are a notch above the top four or five in the league right now. To me, Vegas and Colorado, probably the best two teams in the National Hockey League as we speak today.
So is there a way that Vegas and Colorado could meet each other to play for the Stanley Cup?
No. The way that it works, Andy, is that the first round is strictly within your division. So it's first place against fourth place. So if you look at the standings as they are on Sunday, Vegas would be playing St. Louis and Colorado would be playing
Minnesota. The Wild.
Yeah, the winner of those two series would then face off to be the West Division playoff winner, so to speak, and then they would play one of the other divisions. So it's possible that two teams from the same conference under normal circumstances could meet in the Stanley Cup this year. As an example, Edmonton and Vegas, who are both normally Western Conference teams, could meet in the final. New York Islanders and Carolina could meet in the Stanley Cup final because they're both they're in different divisions this year, but normally Eastern Conference teams. But unfortunately, I think the series that's going to look the most interesting, if all goes to plan, is Vegas and Colorado in the second round of that Western Division playoff tilt. I think that's going to be a very interesting series if in fact, the cards play out the way I think they will.
Yeah, talk about a whale of a series, and one of those two very high-powered teams will obviously not get the chance to hoist up Lloyd Stanley's Cup. So, man, oh, man, unbelievable, man. It really is. John, as you know, we appreciate your time with us here on the program.
My pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
We will. Lord Stanley looking down right now and wondering, hey, who's going to carry this cup with them throughout this playoffs. We'll find out, man. It's going to be fun. It really is. Buckle up. That's all I can say. Get your popcorn. Keep it close, everybody. We got to take a break. Mike and I will be back. We'll wrap up this hour. Keep it here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation.
800-880-7167, 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years. People have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-413-6992. 800-413-6992. That's 800-413-6992.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. And, you know, Mike, I got to ask you a quick question before we get out of here this hour. And, you know, a lot of people feel like this time period that we're going through, the seasons aren't as meaningful, and potentially that would mean that maybe the championships aren't quite as legit, or they don't mean as much. Where are you on that? Because quite frankly, at this point in time, I'm ready to say this is the new normal, and if there's a few less games, I'm okay with it. But I don't necessarily think that they're not legit. I do think they are legit. What say you, Mike Wilson?
No, I absolutely, I absolutely believe that they're legit. Just ask the guys that win the championship. They're not looking at those rings like, oh my God, we played 10 less games or 15 less games. The championships still mean something. If they didn't mean anything, they wouldn't televise them. TV wouldn't be all in on it. So I'm with you on this one, Dorf. They are legit and they do mean something.
Here's why I'm with it and why I do think it means something. When you look at what's going on in the NBA right now, because the Los Angeles Lakers are having to battle their way into the playoffs right now, I think that, you know what, maybe you should take a few less games off during the regular year, then you wouldn't necessarily be in the predicament that you're in right now. And then guys like LeBron James, who are crying like a little baby about this situation, won't be crying like a little baby. What say you, Mike Wilson?
Yeah, the only reason LeBron is crying like a baby is simply because his team is in the play-in round, and if they weren't there, he wouldn't be talking about it at all. So just, you know, just play ball, guys, and may the best team win.
All right, we got to take a break. Hour number one's in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hi.
I'm Ron Barr, host of Sports Byline USA. We get together each weeknight to hear from the biggest names in sports. So we invite you to join us at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on the Sports Byline USA broadcast network.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Orlando police are reporting a suspect has been arrested in Florida this week in the alleged killing of Joseph Torres, a U.S. Army veteran of Afghanistan. The suspect, Sean Ingram Jr., also a veteran, stood in front of Torres and told him he could not pass in the wee hours of Sunday morning. If you're a Democrat, it's called voter restrictions. If you're a Republican, it's called voter integrity. Nonetheless, many states are now incorporating voter whatever you'd like to call it. The latest is Wisconsin, as legislators propose new election reform bills on Thursday. Officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, where a recount is taking place, acknowledge they did not have any control over the voting machines during the 2020 presidential elections. Epic Games versus Apple. Epic added its own in-app payment system to the Android and iOS versions of the game Fortnite last year and were immediately kicked out of Google and Apple's respective app stores. The trial began this week and should last for another 2 weeks. USA Radio News.
Who's really running the country? Joe Biden? The First Lady? Kamala Harris? Maybe Barack Obama? Already, Kamala Harris is the most powerful vice president in history. All this week, Newsmax's Greg Kelly asked the tough questions about Joe Biden and who's really in charge at the White House. Every night this week, Greg Kelly is on Newsmax giving you the news you need to know. So watch Greg Kelly tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern and see his series, Who's Really in Charge? Newsmax TV is America's fourth highest rated cable news network. Everyone is talking about Newsmax. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you don't get it, call your cable system, tell them you want it. Or get Newsmax free on your smart TV. Or tune into Roku, Amazon Fire, Pluto, Zumo, or YouTube. Or just download the free Newsmax TV app on your smartphone and watch us anytime, anywhere. Millions of Americans are watching Newsmax. So should you.
Americans continue to struggle feeding their families and have turned to food banks for help. Katie Fitzgerald, the vice president and chief operating officer of Feeding America, tells Fox News they have distributed 6 billion meals since March of 2020.
The Feeding America network of food banks has just demonstrated incredible perseverance and ingenuity and, frankly, courage in the face of this really dramatic increase in food insecurity in our nation. In the past year, in 2020, we were able to provide 6 billion, with a B, meals to people facing hunger all across this nation. And we are on track this year in 2021 to deliver 6.5 billion meals.
According to the USDA, more than 35 million people in the United States experienced hunger in 2019. As entertainment comes back to life, Usher has signed a residency in Las Vegas, Nevada at Caesar's Palace on the Strip. Concert dates begin in July. Thanks for listening. We're USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The Pope talks nationalism and migration. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Pope Francis condemned aggressive nationalism as especially harmful to vulnerable foreigners, migrants, and refugees. The Pope delivered the remarks in his announcement on the theme, Towards an Ever Wider We. It's his annual message for the 107th World Day of Migrants and Refugees, to be commemorated on September 26th. Francis emphasized that a fracturing of the collective purpose of we has become evident amid the COVID-19 pandemic and aggressive forms on nationalism. According to the COVID-19 vaccine tracker, the vaccination rate is about 25 times faster in countries with the highest incomes compared with the lowest. Francis further explained the theme expressed in this hope that we will think no longer in terms of them and those, but only us.
Pope Francis does address the crowd in St. Peter's Square every Sunday at noon, obviously when he's in Rome. President Biden taking questions from reporters outside the formal setting of a White House press conference is not something we recommend, Press Secretary Jen Psaki admitted Thursday. He takes questions nearly every day he's out with the press. Psaki disclosed, "A lot of times we say don't take questions, but he's going to do what he wants to do because he's the President of the United States." For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. 800-410-4771. That's 800-410-4771.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and absolutely, let's say good evening to you people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means a little Mike Wilson, a little Andy Dorf, and a lot of sports conversation, whether it's NBA basketball, NFL football, Major League Baseball, NHL hockey, MMA, boxing. We got you covered any way, shape, and form. For Mike Wilson on Twitter, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And man, oh man, Mike, I want to talk a lot of NBA hoops with you, brother, because quite frankly, I think this play-in tournament is going to be a heck of a lot of fun, and I don't think that we necessarily thought some of the players that are in it would be the players that are in it, and I'm thinking about the Los Angeles Lakers to be specific, my friend.
Hey, you know what? For a Boston Celtics fan like myself, to see the Lakers in the play-in round, and my Celtics probably could be in the play-in round, when you see the arch enemy do that, it is nothing but satisfying.
By the way, my friend, yes, the Boston Celtics are in the play-in at this moment in time, and they have a big matchup with Miami, which could determine a little bit more, but we'll find out that, obviously, in a couple few days. Keep it close, everybody. So much to dive into this hour. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Time for your small business report presented by Dell Small Business. It's been proven in one study after another that multitasking makes you about 3,000 times less productive. so don't let yourself or your employees fall into it. Don't think you can absorb information from a podcast while also going through your email or deal with your Twitter notifications while you're on a conference call with your suppliers. By doing one thing at a time, you'll find that you actually get more done in a day and that you'll make fewer mistakes that you have to go back and deal with later. And that's your Dell Small Business Report.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
Hi, this is Ron Barr, and I've got great news for anyone suffering from ongoing pain due to aging, overexertion, and the effects of everyday living. Relief Factor is a 100% research-based formula that was created to combat the root causes of inflammation. Relief Factor is designed to address sore muscles, stiff joints, aches, and the general discomfort you may feel. There are four key ingredients, and each approaches the body's natural inflammatory response function from a different metabolic pathway. And they've got something special for Sports Byline Network listeners. You can get their three-week quick start program for just $19.95. That's only 95 cents a day. Head to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-500-8384. Relief Factor helps to support a healthy response to inflammation and decreases discomfort from the effects of daily living, and you can get yours at ReliefFactor.com or by calling 1-800-500-8384. Your life, your freedom. Get back to living at ReliefFactor.com.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. You can get at us. Haven't done this all day, but call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. And Mike, I want to talk to you about some real NBA basketball. Obviously, we're coming down to it here, brother. Postseason literally right around the corner, and things are definitely heating up. I mean, I got news for you. The regular season is extremely boring, my friend, okay? Because you got guys taking time off. You got people not playing games when, quite frankly, I think the lesson to be learned after this season, if they continue this format, you got to budget your the way you do that in the future a lot better. I'm sorry. But I for that reason alone, my friend, I truly am enjoying the way that the end of the season is going down, because it's fun to watch Steph Curry go out there and straight up ball like a player, man. I'm sorry, but dude puts in 49 points in 29 minutes, doesn't even play the fourth quarter. I'm sorry, man, but this guy is – he's just so remarkable. And we're seeing such special things from individuals like Steph Curry, like Russell Westbrook. At certain times, I'm just sitting there saying, wow, I'm really lucky to be living in this time when we're seeing all different forms and shapes and styles of greatness, because there's so many great players out there right now. I do think they're a little soft, but brother, I'm telling you, there's something that's really, really fun and really cool about seeing guys playing meaningful basketball this late in the season and jockeying for position and trying to get themselves in the postseason. So, yeah, I like it, if you can't tell.
You're very emphatic about what you like, Dorf, and I've always enjoyed that about you, and this is one of those things. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. The regular season is boring. It's not must-see television unless it's some big matchup. Other than that, I have to feed my dog rather than watch Detroit and Cleveland play. Like, I, you know, there's a ton of different things that you could be doing. But the end of this season, it's coming down to positioning. Where you get in the top 10? Are you gonna be in the play-in round? Are you not gonna be a play-in round? And I like the play-in round. I think we already talked about that a little bit earlier in the show. But I like the play-in round, and we talked about, you know, having a couple extra teams and a couple extra cities that are going to be excited about being in the playoff hunt and creating excitement in those extra cities for the NBA right now in terms of ratings and money coming in are a big thing. But, you know, you talked about Steph Curry. Look, he's one of those guys you could put on the Mount Rushmore. You just could, because he absolutely changed the game. He's probably by far the best shooter we have ever seen, your generation, my generation, any generation. And the way he's playing out and helping his team get into, I believe they're in the eighth spot right now, just ahead of Memphis and San Antonio. But it's fun watching him play because, let's face it, he has in the arena range. Once he's in the building, he's good to go.
I would say out of the arena range, bro, because right. He can be anywhere in that arena and maybe even down the street. So, yeah, to your point, I get what you're saying. And, look, man, I just think that this is one of those things that it makes it very interesting how you play the regular season moving forward. And I think that that's good, okay, because the fan is getting tired of – not being able to see stars on the floor. This is going to make you think about that twice. At least in my opinion, it should make you think about that twice. So, you know, guys like LeBron who are kind of crying about it, maybe you should have played more games and maybe you shouldn't have taken so many games off. I know you're injured at this point, but there are nights that these guys just take off. And, you know, we heard Mark Cuban and Doncic complaining about it. Well, until they became the 5 seed. Now I'm not hearing them complain as much about it. So I think right. It's all about time and place for a lot of things in how we react or respond to things. But I think we got ourselves – look, the NHL is going to be fun. I think the NBA is going to be fun as well. I think we have ourselves one hell of a tournament. And, you know, it comes down to matchups, but I also think it comes down to health. You know, the Brooklyn Nets, I don't know if they've had a long stretch where KD, Kyrie, and James have all been on the floor together. And quite frankly, my friend, KD and Kyrie on the floor together is not that great. I think they're under 500, and I think they're out of the top 20 when it comes to defense. So we can say what we want about James Harden, but for some weird reason, he does make this team a lot more complete, and he makes this team seem to come together. He's like he's the straw that stirs the pot, or he's the glue that's keeping things together there in Brooklyn. So I think to a certain degree, his value is extremely high, but on the other hand, I'm kind of shocked that KD and Kyrie are this bad together, Mike.
Yeah, no, I am too. And it's one of those things where those two guys are the best of friends. They're BFFs. And, you know, they teamed up and they got together and said, hey, we're going to go to Brooklyn. We're not going to be a Knick. We're going to be a Net. And it just, like you said, the statistics don't back up the greatness that they should be when they are playing together. And like you said, Harden does make them complete for all his dribble, and maybe lack of defense a little bit. He does make them more complete, and not having him in the lineup certainly has hurt the Nets. Now, I hear through the grapevine that he's probably going to be back, you know, in time for the playoffs, so that's going to help them. But when you look at the standings for out west, you got Utah and Phoenix battling it out for the top position, and now Phoenix is a game and a half back. Tell me your feelings between Utah and Phoenix. If that was a matchup down the road, what would that be like?
I think it'd be a battle. I want to go back to something really quick, and I kind of want to get your thought on this. Kyrie, to me, is a ball hog. I'm sorry, but that's just the way I've been watching him lately. He's trying to take over the game a little too much. He's almost a ball stopper. And I think in a weird way, you know, he passed on the burden of being the point guard to James. And in a weird way, I think it's kind of been a step backwards for him. So I do think that they have some things to figure out there in Brooklyn. I think the talent is superior. Don't get me wrong. The defense scares me a little bit because they don't play it. They're not even in the top 20 when it comes to defense. So I think that's a little cause for concern. I really do. Yeah, they can score a lot of points, but they sure as hell can give up a lot. And I think depth-wise, I don't know, man. I'm not seeing it. The more and more I think about this, man, the more and more I like Philadelphia, or the more and more I like Milwaukee. And quite frankly, the reason I like Milwaukee is because this is year number three, Mike. They're a little under the radar. We've kind of slept on Giannis and all the improvements that he's made this season, because dude is way better, okay? He is. And I think the one thing that the Milwaukee Bucks need to clear up, and I hope they do, I hope they realize this, because if I'm realizing this, they sure as hell better realize it too. You got Drew Holiday for a reason. At least I thought you got Drew Holiday for a reason. And I thought that was for him to be handling the ball late in the game, or Chris Middleton to be handling the ball late in a game, and not put that burden or that stress on Giannis. So I hope they figure that out come playoff time. And then the little adjustment that I've seen Giannis make is, instead of trying to run through the wall, he is getting rid of the ball a little bit quicker so that they can't kind of collapse on him, which is definitely an improvement. And then I'm also seeing the mid-range game and the turnaround jumpers and things like that from Giannis. So, and the free throw shooting has gotten a ton better. He's a better player. And I, in a weird way, dude, he probably could have won the MVP three straight years, but Jokic is going to get it. And people are quite frankly saying he's the worst player in the history of the NBA to get the award, Mike. So I don't know where you are on that, but the Bucks, in a weird way, they could come out of this thing, man.
No, they absolutely could come out of this thing. They just got, look, they're 8-2 in their last 10. Carry Mr. Mo into the playoffs, and here we go.
Yeah, you never know. I hear the music. We got to take a break. I know. We'll come back and continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-693-8290. 800-693-8290.
800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
In a tie game with 23 seconds to play, Bucks have 10 to shoot. Lopez, top of the circle, handoff to Middleton. Bledsoe, baseline dart, out to the... Nope, Bledsoe to Lopez, double clutch, short. Lopez battling for the rebound. Tipped out, taken. This is Middleton, 6 seconds to play. Shot good! Top of the key! That's a three. 116-113 Bucks.
Kemba late in games, now it's Jimmy Butler. Kemba, off balance. Butler saved it! What a tremendous defensive play by Jimmy Butler!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf pulling you through another one. And man, oh man, Mike, those are... Those are welcome things for us to be hearing right now, those highlights, because you and I are true fans of the NBA and we love basketball in general. And yeah, the postseason is coming in really, really hot, along with the NHL postseason coming in really hot. And I think they're two of the better postseasons. You get the 4 out of 7 matchups, and you know, it. Hopefully the cream of the crop rise to the top at the end of the day. That's kind of what you're hoping for. So, look, ultimately, I think we're going to get some great play when it comes to NBA postseason. And I'm looking forward to it. I know you are. You did ask me something about Utah and Phoenix, and I just wanted to get through the Eastern Conference a little bit. And, you know, we could continue talking about the East, too, because – I'm curious about what Miami has as an encore to what they did last season. They have picked their play up later in the season, struggled throughout most. But in the Western Conference, maybe we're sleeping on the L.A. Clippers, man. I mean, at the end of the day, I've been saying it for a while. I do think that sooner or later, Ty Lue and his experience of – you know, having guys do very well in the postseason. And, you know, I believe he won it as a player and as a coach. So obviously he's got the pedigree. He has Kawhi Leonard there with him, you know. So at the end of the day, man, there is a little bit of experience on that Clipper team, as well as Rondo. I didn't mention him, but Rondo's there, playoff Rondo. So I do think that the Clippers – could be a very, very difficult out. And maybe, just maybe, we'll have what it takes to get out of the Western Conference, Mike.
No, I think they absolutely have what it takes to get out of the Western Conference. I've been talking about the Clippers for a few weeks now and just say, are we sleeping on them? Or they're not getting a lot of pub. They're not, you know, and even though they're an L.A. team, let's face it, Los Angeles is Laker town. It just is and always will be. So the Clips are always kind of going to be under the radar. But, yeah, when you count Kawhi and all the playoff experience he has and their head coach getting the ring in Cleveland and, you know, all those kind of things, there's some experience there. And sitting at 45 and 22 and they're 6-4 in the last 10, they've won the last couple of games. It is something – that you have to take into consideration. And I absolutely agree, Andy. The Clips are going to be a tough out for whoever has to go up against them in the first round, second round, possibly Western Conference championship, and even if they make it to the finals. They got guys. They got dudes that can play, and they got dudes that got experience. So, you know, I wouldn't be sleeping on the Clippers at all.
Looking at the current matchups in the Western Conference, Clippers would be playing Portland, and I think that's a nightmare matchup for Portland, to be honest with you, man. I think Portland would rather be playing like the Suns. I think they'd rather be playing Utah. I think that's a really, really tough matchup for Portland, quite frankly. Let's talk Utah. Let's talk Phoenix a little bit. I think it's going to be interesting, Mike, to see if this is regular season success, or if this is regular season success that'll lead to postseason success. And here's why I think you can make a case for the Phoenix Suns and say, yes, it is going to lead to postseason success for them. Everybody knows their role, bro. They got Chris Paul, who handles the rock in the clutch situations. They got D Book, who's their money man, who can obviously make big shots for them. They got DeAndre Ayton down low, controlling things underneath in the paint for them. They got guys like Bridges and Carter and other guys that are just chipping in. And, you know, I was always questioning whether or not they had the depth, whether they had the skill. They got it, man. I mean, everybody that plays for this team puts in work. They put in their minutes. They earn their time on the floor. I think the Phoenix Suns are legit, man. I really do. And it's cool. It in a weird way, I didn't think it would happen. But now that it is happening, I'm going to enjoy this ride, man. I got two dogs in the fight, man. I got the Bucks and I got the Phoenix Suns.
No, absolutely. It's going to be fun to watch because let's face it, living here in the Valley of the Sun, the sports scene can be pretty bleak at times, and the Suns haven't had that much success since, you know, the run and gun of D'Antoni and Nash and Stoudemire and those guys. So this is going to be something to watch, and it's going to be one of those things where, like you said, you know, does the regular season success translate to the postseason? And, you know, some people, you can certainly make the argument that it will. You can certainly make the argument that it won't. Just because we haven't seen the Suns do anything in the playoffs yet, and they got a relatively young group, but with Monty Williams as their head coach and what he's done, you know, with, you know, Chris Paul and Book and the rest of them, the sky's really is the limit for the Phoenix Suns, and we'll see what happens. But it's certainly going to be interesting and fun to watch.
Right now, if it were to shake out the way it goes, right, and these teams make the play-in, because it's obviously 7 through 10, which would mean the Lakers, Warriors, Memphis, and San Antonio. But right now, if you look at the 2-7 matchup, well, that's the Phoenix Suns and the Los Angeles Lakers. And I'll tell you right now, brother, if the Lakers don't come in full strength, they're not getting by the Phoenix Suns, man. Like, I honestly feel pretty confident saying that.
No, I would too, and it'll be one of those situations where little brother's going to be able to beat up on big brother in terms of these two organizations. So, yeah, if the Lakers don't come in fully
fully healthy and ready to go, Chris Paul, Book, D.A., Monty Williams, they're not going to show any mercy. I mean, this is, look, this is, like I said, this is, would be little brother versus big brother, and little brother would have an absolute big opportunity to take out big brother in the Los Angeles Lakers.
All right, so where are you on Jokic winning the MVP? Because it's pretty much a done deal that he is going to win it. If you look at the odds right now in Vegas for who's going to win the MVP, last I looked, he was like minus 1,000. So it says that he's going to win it. I've heard anybody from saying like along the lines of this is the worst MVP to ever win this award to he's very deserving of winning the award. Where are you on Jokic winning the MVP of the NBA? I know you don't care that much, but this is what's going to take place.
Yeah, this is probably what's going to take place. Look, you look at his stats. He has great stats. He's on a team that's winning. This would not be the worst MVP of all time or whatever they're saying. That's just ridiculous. That's sour grapes. That's, you know, just overthinking this. Jokic, to me, would be a very deserving MVP. And I think it would mean a great deal to the city. I think it would mean a great deal to the organization and certainly the Joker himself. But this is by no stretch to me. This is not the worst MVP that there would be.
Coach of the Year, Monty Williams, what say you?
Yeah. I mean, if it's not Monty, I don't know who you're going to pick. I just don't. It has to be Monty.
Maybe Quinn Snyder there in Utah. You never know. I mean, he did a wonderful job. And, you know, Doc Rivers in the first year with Philadelphia, pretty impressive having them in the one spot. But there's other arguments that could be made. But I think with the growth of what the Phoenix Suns did, you got to go that direction. I know we got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back and continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
And here we go. Kerry Harris looks in, gets it into Jamal Murray. He's going to kill a little bit of the clock here. 10 left to go in the basketball game. Murray to Joker. Jokic wrap around to Millsap. Leans in. Got deflected. 4 seconds left. Millsap to Joker from 18 feet. Yeah! You get yourself some Nikola Jokic. The Nuggets with the biggest comeback in fourth quarter history. Left for the dead. Come back from 21 points down and take a one-point lead with 1.2 seconds to go.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you are hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Can get at us a couple of different ways. You can always holler at us at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG, the real Dorf on Sports there. Mike, I do want to shift some gears and kind of go around things with you in this segment, and I want to start in the NFL. Obviously, still some fallout from the Aaron Rodgers situation there in Green Bay, and quite frankly, brother, I got news for you. I think as we continue to see the dust settle, the more and more I think I've got this thing pretty well figured out. Aaron Rodgers is going to wind up playing in Green Bay. At least I would say at this point in time, I'm about 70% sure of that. That's where my radar is on this right now. I'd say 70% that I think he does return to Green Bay and he does play in Green Bay. Because quite frankly, at this point in time, I think he looks foolish, and I think ESPN and everybody else that reported this nonsense about Aaron Rodgers being so unhappy that he didn't want to come back to Green Bay, I think they all look pretty foolish at this moment in time, because when cooler heads prevail, I think the best situation for Aaron Rodgers, and quite frankly, I think Aaron Rodgers knows this too, but I think Aaron Rodgers wanted some damn attention, and you know what? He for sure got the attention that he's so badly desired, and then when you really think about it, doesn't make sense for him to get the heck out of Dodge. He's got weapons all over that field, Mike. The offense was the best in the NFL last season, so I don't know what more this guy really wants except for attention.
Yeah, he's certainly getting attention. It's not the attention that you want, though. At the end of the day, he's going to play in Green Bay. It's the, like you said, it's the best situation for him. He has the most weapons, not the most weapons in the league, but he has weapons up there in Green Bay. He has a great offensive line. He doesn't get touched all that much in terms of sacks and those kind of things. And look, financially, there's not a team out there that's going to trade for him, because his cap hit, at least this year, is just insane. If anything, teams next year will start making calls about his availability, possibly in a trade, because financially it's going to be a little easier to swallow his contract in terms of the cap hit than it is this year. So you and I both said on air and privately, these two entities, being Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, they're stuck with each other for the time being.
You know, here's the other thing that I find interesting, Mike. You know, where's Aaron Rodgers in all of this? You know, everybody else is doing the talking for Aaron Rodgers. Why doesn't he come out one way or the other and say, yeah, you know, this is how I'm feeling, but I didn't want it to get out. Or, you know what, I don't know where this is coming from. I mean, at the end of the day, there is somebody that could put this to bed. and that would be Aaron Rodgers. And then here's the other thing I have to say. You know, when you have three guys, your coach, your general manager, and the owner come out and see you on three different occasions, I'm sorry, but they're making an effort, brother. And they've done everything in their power to repair this relationship with the understanding that communication is key. So I don't feel like Aaron Rodgers does that great of a job of communicating at times, because where is he in this whole process? Why are we not hearing from the horse's mouth? What say you, Aaron Rodgers, instead of everybody else doing the talking for him, Mike?
Right. I mean, look, as much as I love Rodgers, I mean, and I do, I just think he's one of the greatest quarterbacks I've ever seen throw the ball and lead a team. But at the same time, this is part of his personality. He is passive aggressive. You know, whatever that article was in The Athletic or wherever it came from, and whatever ESPN is saying about it, you know, or has been saying about it, you know, he's not talking directly to the masses. He's talking to a reporter. He's not going public in terms of an interview with things. So to me, that's pretty passive aggressive in terms of how he's handling the situation. And you're exactly right, Andy. It comes down to communication. All of us, anybody listening to the show, to you and me doing the show, Scott behind the wall there, any relationship that you're in comes down to communication. And the more you communicate how you feel, when you feel it, all those kind of things can help repair any damage that's done. And right now, the only people that are trying to repair the relationship or trying to keep it somewhat in check is the organization themselves.
Yeah, it's very interesting how certain individuals feel they should be treated by the organization. And it's very few individuals when you really think about it. I got a question to ask you, and I think you'll get my point here. You know, has Tom Brady ever been the highest paid quarterback in the league? Probably not. And if he was, it was for a very short span of time. My point is that there's always somebody bigger, there's always somebody better, there's always somebody stronger, there's always somebody who's going to make more money than you. So if you're the trendsetter for what you make, why is that not good enough? Why is the ego take such a hit when somebody else surpasses you, like a Patrick Mahomes, who gets the biggest contract in sports history? Because you know what? Quite frankly, Mike, there's going to be somebody bigger than Patrick Mahomes eventually. So when Patrick Mahomes gets passed, is he going to feel like he's not being appreciated? And is he going to say, you know what, I need more money from you all of a sudden so that I feel better about my situation? And here's the other part of this. Look, man, Aaron Rodgers got a lot of his guaranteed money early. Okay, he's out of his guaranteed money. I think he gets like a roster spot or something like that, okay? And that's it. So I think part of this is that his deal was front-loaded. So he got his guaranteed money early in the contract. Now it's time to get paid, and now it's time to earn that money. So I think that part of the problem is people don't really look into things, and they don't dive deep into them enough and to say, yeah, this is fair or this isn't fair. I'm sorry, but the more I look at this, I want to be on the player's side most of the time. But quite frankly, dude, this is a lot of greed to me. This is a lot about a guy having a huge ego and wanting some attention. And at the end of the day, when cooler heads prevail, I think we're all going to be saying the same thing. That's all this was about.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. This is what this can be all about. And, you know, you bring up Tom Brady. What's the most important thing to Brady? Winning. Okay. He's won 7 out of 10 Super Bowls. And he knows he's going to get paid. He knows that he is going to make a lot more money than the average person. And if he can take a little bit less and help the ball club out, you know, by by not taking so much and be able to sign other players, better players that will contribute to the whole team concept, he's willing to do that. And there's a reason why he's sitting there with seven rings, and that's a big part of it to me.
Look, man, the guy makes $24 million a year, okay? So nobody's crying for him. And again, right, that's the point. There's only so much money that you can have. There's only so much money that you need. There's only so much money that you can spend at the end of the day. So these stupid ego things that get in the way of your winning situation – I think at the end of the day, brother, when cooler heads prevail, you know, I'm hearing Brett Favre come out and say, "Oh, you know, I know Aaron, and if Aaron says this or that, I could see him sticking this out and sitting out." And then you have other guys come in and say, "No, man, you know, there's no way that Aaron's going to sit out. He's the MVP of the league." Dude, at the end of the day, it makes no damn sense for the guy to sit out. He was 13-3 with the team. He was the MVP. The Packers were one game, maybe one play away from being in the Super Bowl. So you're not that far away. You made a mental mistake. And quite frankly, man, I'm sorry, but this is a team game. So every single person that played on that field is part of the problem. So you all need to come back. You all need to give it one more shot, because at the end of the day, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. So at this point in time, Mike, I think Aaron Rodgers is more part of the problem than he is part of the solution, and he better get his head on straight.
No, he needs to get his head on straight. He needs to kind of come around and realize what you just said. There's 53 guys on an NFL roster. Each one of those guys contributes either to the success or the demise of that program, of that team, of that organization. And no one – you hear football players talk about this all the time. No one is bigger than the team. Well, guess who's kind of pumping his chest and thinks he's bigger than the team as a whole? That's Aaron Rodgers right now. It's not a good look. The visuals are horrible. His reputation's taken a bit of a hit. So maybe, hopefully, he'll kind of bring it around, and he will figure out that he just needs to be where he's at, and that is in Green Bay.
You know what? At the end of the day, man, there's a reason why Tom Brady has all those rings. He brings men together. And I think Aaron Rodgers at this point in time is doing the opposite of that. So if he wants to be more like Tom, you better be a better team player. Speaking of that, my friend, Zach Wilson got his first action on the field for the New York Football Jets. I do think he's going to have an impact, man. I really do. And I think that the Jets may actually surprise people with what they have done in the offseason. And potentially, look, I'm not saying they're going to wreak any havoc or anything, but I do think that Zach Wilson may be walking into a better situation than we once thought.
No, well, I think he is walking into a better situation with the Jets. I mean, the Jets are kind of like the Dolphins in terms of draft picks. They had a ton of draft picks this year. They're going to have a ton of draft picks next year. And so they're going to be able to create some depth for him. They're going to be able to create or get some, you know, high-class rookies, you know, high-talented rookies the next few years. And that's not what Sam Darnold walked into. Sam Darnold walked into just a cluster there in New York, with the organization being upside down with about everything that they did. So am I rooting for Zach Wilson? Sure. Am I rooting for Zach Wilson if he's the starter against the Dolphins? And there's no way, and you know what, that I'd ever do that. But he is walking into a good situation. The Jets are going to try and build their team through the draft and build depth. So we'll see what happens. But at the end of the day, I think Zach Wilson will be the starter. They're going to throw him into the fire early.
And, you know, it's interesting. I just want to mention this before we take the break. You know, Bill Belichick got his guy, Mac Jones, who I think that he probably wanted all along. But it's so crazy when you think about Cam Newton, who they have there. Completely right. Contrasting styles. So it'll be very interesting to me to see how this all works out. If Cam's having a great year, sit back, relax, Mac. If not, Mac, you might be inserted sooner than you think. All right, we got to take a break, and we'll come back and do what we always do, which would be parting shots. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All righty, everybody, coming at you for the final time here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Couple ways to get at us. Obviously, follow us on Twitter. Get at us there. Engage with us for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check us out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, we got to thank John Poulter for joining us today, our professor of sports, talking hockey, talking baseball. Obviously, Scott on the other side of the glass making it all possible for us. Mike, it's parting shot time, my friend. You are up. And as well, thank you to you for doing the great job you do each and every week, Mike.
Well, I appreciate that, Andy. Same right back to you, brother. Look, my shout out goes to all the mothers out there. It is Mother's Day. Treat your mom with respect and kindness today, if not always. I know if you do not have your mother around anymore, like you, Andy, I know this is kind of a bittersweet day, but you know, just kind of look up and say happy Mother's Day, mom. And I'm lucky enough to have my mom still around, so she will be getting a call later today.
Yeah, man, you know, obviously it's an interesting day for a lot of people because you do get that quality time with your family and, you know what, it's just a little different situation. I've got a new tradition, and, you know, I celebrate Katie and the mother that she is to her boys. I get to see it on a daily basis, and I'll tell you what, I think she's an all-star, man. She's a super mom, if you will. So I know that my mom was a super mom as well, and I know that she did everything in her power to get my brothers and myself anything and everything that we wanted or needed. She and my dad battled throughout the years to give us something or not give us something, and she always had her best interests in mind. So, yeah, man, big shout out to all the great moms out there. So for Mike Wilson, for Scott, John, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.